The White Shadow, written by Andrea Eames and read by Adetomiwa Edun.
Chapter 1. It ends here. Inside an elephant, in its cavernous ribcage wet with sluggish blood, where a thin man sits folded, hugging rock-grazed knees. It ends here, and I am alone. I have to think of something here to keep from going mad as I wait for morning. I need to know where this began, not to blame, not to mend, but simply to know. Zepfunde, we say when the storyteller pauses. Go on. It began when my father told me that every person has two shadows, a black one and a white. The white shadow, mweya, is the soul, and the black shadow, nyama, a word which also means meat, is the flesh. The mweya climbs out of the body after you die in the form of a worm. A worm? My father smiles across the years. That is why we make a hole from the grave to the outside with a hollow reed, leaving a tunnel. The worm will crawl out and into an animal, and that animal becomes an ancestral spirit. I remember the strength of his heartbeat as I rested my ear against his chest, the strength of his hands. The spirits of chiefs become clan spirits, Munduru, powerful lions and protectors of our people. That is us, I say. Our totem is Shumba, the lion. That is true, but a totem animal is a different thing from a Munduru, said Baba. A totem animal protects just the family. The Munduru works for everyone, and they come only from the spirits of chiefs and of their sisters. That is how I learned from my father that sisterhood is a powerful thing, family more powerful still. Carrying on the family line is everything. If you do not have children, you cannot become an ancestor yourself, watching over the family and accepting their offerings. I shift my weight and sit cross-legged now in the congealed blood. Cross-legged because I am a man, taught to be a man as my father was taught. If you have the misfortune to be a woman, you must hold your legs straight in front of you so that no menstrual blood can escape to redden the already red ground. I do not know why we think the rich blood of women, which comes from preparing the womb for more children, future ancestors, will stain and pollute our earth. It is already polluted with the blood of men and boys, women and girls killed in battles and in other less noble ways. Nevertheless, this is what we believe. It is difficult to be a woman, and I am only now realizing quite how difficult it is. Women are dangerous, I was taught. Women have a natural tendency to become witches. Everyone knows this, and witches are the only thing that can break the unbreakable line of family, as live children become adults, become animals, become ghosts. Children become adults, become animals, become ghosts. I can feel that I am almost there. I am coming to some understanding. I clutch my knees tighter. I lower my head onto the cool, damp skin of my arm. And I wait.